Democrat Abigail Spenberger supports open borders. Want to protect every person who wants to come to U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on October 19, 2025. Virginia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger cast her support behind open borders, stating that she wants to protect every person who might be interested in coming to the United States. "I certainly want to protect every person who might be interested in arriving at the United States, claiming asylum, working here, coming as a refugee. Whatever the parameters or the need that begins their desire to move to our country," Spanberger said in a video posted to X by Greg Price. In response to Spanberger's comments in the video, several people, such as White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, pointed out that Democrats are committed to the principle of infinity migration. "The entire Democrat Party as an organization is committed to the principle of infinity migration to your community," Miller wrote in a post on X. "Even the moderate Democrats are open borders absolutists," one person wrote in a post. "I don't care if Trump declares himself emperor and replaces the White House with the Gold House. We can never permit Democrats to hold power again. This is why commentary from spineless fools like Joe Rogan is dangerous. Given the choice, Democrats will always choose voter registration over deportation," Brianna Lyman, an elections correspondent with The Federalist, wrote in a post. "Any illegal we do not deport will be given amnesty and turned into a future voter." During an event held by the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia in September, when asked how she would continue to support fair, just, civil immigration reforms while ensuring that Virginia remains as welcoming a place as it has always been, Spanberger expressed that the immigration system in the U.S. is really broken. Spanberger also condemned the idea that local law enforcement do the work of ICE officials. "Local police should be doing the job of policing in their communities. And that means investigating crimes, doing community policing, ensuring that they are out doing the search warrants and arrest warrants necessary," Spanberger said. During an interview with the Virginia Mercury, Spanberger also confirmed that if elected governor, she would rescind an executive order signed by Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., that directed local law enforcement officials, state police, and jails in the state to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents.